Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
And realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir. I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Joel Barker back on the show. One of my favorite people on the planet. It's one of the people I admire most. Joel is one of the top futurists of our time and highly regarded in his field and in industry. He's the author of many books, including Future Edge, including my favorite, the one that changed my way of thinking, folks, decades ago, Paradigms, the Business of Discovering the Future. He's our good friend, Joel. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's always fun to be here.
It's good to have you here. You know, Joel, I was going back rereading some of the early pages of my Age of the Customer book, and your name is all over that. And I'd forgotten how much I attributed your thinking, your work in Paradigms to the beginning of that book. And so I just want to thank you again for the impact that you've had on me and my career.
Well, thank you for reading it.
Of course. I didn't read it. I committed it to memory, and I'm recommending it to everybody else. Hey Joel, folks, one of the things Joel does is he brings us things from the future. These are things that are still being developed. They're ideas, they're prototypes, they're research. And he's been doing this now for 13 years. And some of the things he brought us in the early days are now not only reality, they're mainstream. They're ubiquitous. And like graphene, for example, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But there's some new research on the refrigerator front. This is crazy. Yes. Not refrigerators, but refrigeration. Tell us about it.
Yep. And it is crazy, but it's a perfect example of a paradigm shift. The example I would use in comparison is we had vacuum tubes, and then we switched to transistors.
Right.
This is, we had refrigerant gases and compressors and all the stuff that goes with refrigeration, and this new paradigm shift is going to change that all. The way it works, and again, listen carefully because this is weird, a group of researchers at the University of Texas in Dallas have developed a cooling method that is results from taking certain materials, metals and metal alloys right now, and twisting them and then untwisting them. And when they untwist, they get cold.
Huh.
It gets cold to the point that without any other, there's no refrigeration gas, there's no compression. It's just the metal twisting up. And
the reaction to each other and the movement.
Yeah, maybe. What's interesting is they didn't give a good explanation of what they think is happening at a molecular level.
Huh.
But certainly what we know is that there's energy being put in when they twist and then energy released when they're untwisted.
Well, as you know, you pick up a piece of steel. I mean, there's a term called cold steel for a reason, right? It's cold. In its natural state, it's cold. So when you move it, and again, it reacts to other things, I can see how it would release some of that temperature.
I tell you what, I will promise your listeners that between now and the next time I'm on, I will call the University of Texas in Dallas and talk to the inventor himself and have him explain it. But here's the thing that's interesting about it. Remember, transistors gave us exactly the same thing as
right.
the vacuum tube did with much smaller.
Mm-hmm.
You can twist a very small piece of metal and get a very small piece of cooling. For instance, maybe a refrigeration for your computer chip.
Right.
You can take a much larger piece and twist it and get more quantitative. Now, the difference, a single twist has resulted in a 4.7 degree Celsius reduction in temperature. That's actually significant. That's almost
right.
5 degrees change. That's one cycle. Think about having 10 in a row. So each time you take that, what you've done, and run it through again and run it through
and
again.
And what if the transistor could be created that would be self-cooling? Look at all the refrigeration that's required in all of these these data centers.
For sure.
Look at the energy that could be saved.
Yep. And here's what I'm curious about. Where did the heat go?
Into the atmosphere.
If it did, then we've got the
thermal pollution.
Yeah, but we've got that with our refrigerants now anyway. Here's the big deal about
it. Oh, you mean where did the heat go that was released from the steel, from the metal?
Yeah.
But there was no heat to start with, though, Joel. It was already cold.
Well, okay. Like I said, I'm going to call them and try and get an explanation on this. But what is important is this will scale.
Yeah.
Which means you can use it in small places, you can use it in large places, and it has no pollutants other than perhaps some thermal pollution.
And Joel, let me tell you where the application is going to be. In blockchain. Because one of the problems with the proliferation of cryptocurrency and blockchain is the energy required for the miners. This is good news in the future. 22, right back with Joel Barker.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.